Do you plan to read either of the new Ayn Rand biographies? No, I don't read any of them. Never. Do you have any advice in this regard for others? Yes, do the same. I have had enough experience in my years of what these people write. I've authorized one biography, and it's in the works. It will someday, hopefully, be done. But my experience has been so horrendous with so many people interested in doing a biography that I just stay away from it entirely. The dishonesty of the people, you know, they start with an interview, and in the old days, I interviewed, then I quickly stopped. But now, this is the kind of thing I get. Somebody wrote with one of these biographies, and we wrote back a form letter saying, the state of Ayn Rand has no, you know, dealing, it has no, or sells, has no correspondence with any biographer. That's it, a form letter, better word than that. And the book came out in the acknowledgments, thanked the estate of Ayn Rand for its correspondence. So here's another one now. The archives of the Institute, I think this is one of the current ones, are open to anybody in the universe. They're not restricted to objectivists. So anybody can get in. So someone, apparently one of these biographers, has in her blog, either thank you or, I don't know, Dr. Peikoff has approved my access to the archives. So the whole thing is too disgusting to be imagined. That's my view.